Welcome to Attuned for Wholeness with me, Lisa Penny. Life is full of uncertainty, confusion, and heartache. It gets hard to manage at times. This show will combine your lived experience with self-awareness and prayer to help you navigate through those tough times. You know, those ones that keep you from living in a place of true harmony, fully attuned to your body, your soul, and your spirit. Attunement is this spiritual practice of getting emotionally honest and connecting with God so we can recover from daily life and our souls can go back to a place of rest. Together, we'll move away from the unhealthy ways of coping that temporarily alleviate the pressure, but ultimately leave us feeling more disconnected from our true selves. Attuned for Wholeness with me, Lisa Penny, starts now. Hi, everybody. I'm back today. And today I want to talk about how to handle anger because we live in an explosive world. And truth be told, I was a pretty explosive person at one time. Our culture is pretty divided. So we have these dichotomies going on. Speak your mind, say what you need to say, storm the gates, and then be kind. And what ends up happening is we have some people that are habitually explosive, and then we have other people that are habitually kind and don't speak up when they need to. And what ends up happening is they start a war in their own heart. We have a culture that is experiencing a lot of injustice, and that injustice leads to anger. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we start to have health problems. If we are left with an injustice, not only does it start a war in our heart and a rumbling in our insides, it also can lead to things like high blood pressure, heart attacks. There's lots of things that happen. Overeating. Have you ever been so mad that you just run to your refrigerator or cupboard and just start eating almost compulsively? I have. But when I get super, super angry and anxious, I cannot eat. So that's the other side of my anger. And I'll bet some of you out there can relate to it. Some of our anger comes because of interpersonal conflicts. We have a boss, a spouse, a child, a neighbor. And those interpersonal conflicts, when they don't get resolved and are left unattended to, well, again, we're going to take it out somewhere. That anger needs to go somewhere. And over the years, I've learned that if I don't deal with my anger in a right way, where I'm exploring why and considering the impact of my actions, but then having the courage to take action, when it remains unresolved, I'm going to take it out on somebody else accidentally. And truth be told, most of the time, that'll be my husband. That's just the truth. Okay, one more cultural thing. Women in America are culturalized to be meek, kind, soft-spoken. Nothing about me is soft-spoken. My feelings are big, but I have to honor them. So my feelings are mine to take responsibility for. And this is what I've learned to do. I've learned to explore what is underneath my anger. Maybe I'm feeling rejected. Maybe I'm ashamed. And sometimes my anger shows up in an effort to try and protect me. So for example, I might be triggered by something that's going on in my current life because it kind of feels the same as something that I've experienced before. So if I go, I wonder what's going on. Why is my anger showing up now? That's me practicing the pause and becoming curious. I can ask myself those questions. And I can do that in partnership with a conversation with God. Wonder what's going on here, God. It's as simple as that. I don't pray my anger away. I actually embrace it. I befriend it, because in befriending it, there's this part of me, that protective part, that's showing up and saying, hey, you were mad. And then I go, okay, I need to honor my anger without acting out, without it leading to sin, without it leading to destruction, without it causing damage in relationships. Because if I can honor how I'm feeling, and then that's the birthplace of being able to work through it. So I'll tell you this story. One day I was angry about something, and I just sort of stumbled on this. And I was like, this feels like a time when I was younger. Oh, I'm triggered. And then I realized that younger part of me never had any resolution, never got the justice she needed. I grew up in a home of Italian, and they were, well, you know what some Italians can be like. And I had ADHD, but there was no name for it at that time. So my parents would get frustrated. And oftentimes there was consequences, and those consequences could be quite harsh. So as an adult, here I am in a situation where I'm feeling an injustice over something I can't control. And it's outside of my control, because there are people that have influence and authority in my life. So a boss. Okay, I'll just say that. It was a boss. And I left that job saying, why am I so angry? And came to realize that it felt very much like when my voice was stolen as a child. That's really key. So sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to express ourselves. As a child, in my home, you did not have permission to express yourself. Children were to be seen and not heard. Okay, that was then. So why is this younger part of me angry now? Why? Because it's still an authority figure, not a parent, but still an authority figure. A boss is an authority. And that boss stole my voice. And I was mad, and I needed to express, but I needed to do it from an adult perspective. The older I get, the better I get at this. The real key piece is when I take that younger part to God. And so here's what we did. This is crazy, but this is me. This is my life. It's my journey. And I'm sharing it with you, and I hope it helps you. I imagined me and my younger self walking through a field, and there's a path. And at the end of that path, there was God sitting on a rock. And the adult me said, you see her over there? She's pretty mad. I think she needs a little comfort, and think she needs a little understanding. I think she needs something, but like, she's creating a war in my heart, and I want peace. And so I'm doing this using vision, a picture in my mind, but I'm also listening to see what's going to happen within that vision, in my mind's eyes. The most beautiful thing happened. It was so simple. And it was so helpful. And it shifted everything. All that little girl needed was to have God put an arm around her, the arm that my father or mother weren't able to give me. He put an arm around that little girl and said, "It's going to be okay. I got this." That was all that younger, angry part needed to hear. And so some people think this is a little bit like internal family systems, and it is. But for me, it has the spiritual twist. What ended up happening when that was over, when that vision was over, was I was at peace. And the adult me did not even need to address my boss. Wasn't even necessary. The comfort I received in that vision was enough to make me let go of the anger, was enough to make that angry part feel comforted and heard and assured that she wasn't alone and she wasn't going to remain in an injustice-filled world. So that's this little thing that I do, but I think we can all do it because I think we all have the ability to imagine something. So all you have to do is embrace the anger, get curious about why it's showing up at this point, and what's it pointing to? For me, it was an angry part. For you or someone else, it might be a sad part. It might be a rejected part. It might be a part that's filled with shame, but you can use the same curiosity and say, why am I feeling this way right now? I'm being triggered. And that part that was left unresolved as a child is still crying out for a little bit of justice and a little bit of comfort. And in the world we live in, I think we can all use that. So I want to encourage you, if you can do this on your own, great. If you can't, no big deal. You can reach out to me at wholenessinpractice.com and we can set up a coaching conversation. Or there's the Attuned app, which will take you through it to help you recognize patterns in your life, to help you get in touch with your true emotions rather than stuffing them, and to stop you from leaking on people that you care about. And the best part is, it's the peace that follows afterwards. And all that my angry part and all that my adult angry part wanted was a little bit of comfort and justice. And I got it all in a conversation, in a visual prayer with God. And that's all I needed. I didn't need anything more. However, let me go forward and say there's other times that those kinds of prayerful conversations lead to me having the courage to take appropriate action and speak in an appropriate way. They're still uncomfortable, but at least I'm not flipping out. At least I'm not taking out my anger on the person in front of me. And so either way, you either have the courage after one of these prayer-filled conversations to do what you need to do, or you have the ability to let go of the anger and then have it be resolved within your own spirit. Clarity comes when we sit still. Clarity comes when we pause and when we get curious. Sometimes it's a matter of even perspective. Oh, that's that younger part of me acting out. Even though it's acting out on the inside, it's that younger part of me that's screaming for attention. That was the clarity I needed the day that I had a visual prayer conversation with God. Oh, I need some clarity. Well, what is going on? If we could just learn to be curious rather than reactive, I think we'd have a gentler world. You certainly will have a more gentle approach in your life. And some people call this the fruit of the Spirit. My husband calls it civility. Whatever you decide to call it, it'll allow you to stay gentle. And the world needs some gentleness right now. It will allow you to stay true to yourself, live a life of integrity. And when we don't act out on people, we don't have the regret afterwards. We're not embarrassed. We don't have to repair relationships. Practicing the pause and getting curious is the birthplace of change, is the birthplace of healthy relationships. And we need that. For me, I want to take action in alignment with who I am today, not who I was as a kid. The kid that felt the injustice, the kid that was never allowed to speak up or defend herself. I got to act as an adult and stand in my adult self, the part of me that wants to be kind, wants to be gentle, but also wants to be bold and take action when I need to. Because staying silent is not great, and acting out is not great. There's a middle road. I'd like to say that middle road is traveled by most of us. But it's really not. There's the extremes that we're living in, the shutdown and the act out. And that's what anger helps does to us, makes us act down or shut down. The middle road, which is more difficult, is the one where we speak from our adult self, not our child self. And so I'm going to just say, sit with it, embrace it, get curious. Is this something unresolved from your past? And it's begging for resolution. Is it totally unrelated? Sometimes it's just new stuff. For me, lots of stuff goes back to childhood. When I trace my genealogy, when I trace my personal path and experiences, lots of it, all my unhealthy coping strategies, they all go back and they were developed in childhood. Sorry, that's just the way it is. And I think that that's how we're wired. When we're young, these things, they get hardwired into us. But if we learned it as a child, we can learn something new. We can learn something different. And we can still operate out of our true self, and we can still live wholly attuned to our thoughts, our feelings, and God. And for me, attunement is about the body also. So if I'm angry, my body is churning. I am sometimes shaking inwardly, sometimes overwhelmed by sound and have to leave. And I can't take any more, and I just have to be alone in silence. It's that place of silence that I start getting like, what's going on here, God? Where's this coming from? Why am I so angry? That's the best way to live, with curiosity. Because then you're not trying to use rational solutions for emotional issues. I'm just going to send off an email. Maybe not. Maybe you still have to do your own personal work. Maybe you can do both. Send off that email to your boss and deal with your own emotions, your own anger. This is the most beautiful way to live, being curious, recognizing how things connect in your life, why we act the way we do, and why we don't act the way we want to act. And then having that conversation with God, because what your parents couldn't give you as a child, your Heavenly Father can give you now as an adult. I just transferred all of my unmet needs over to God and got what I needed as a kid. I don't know how this stuff works. I just know it does. And so I'm getting ready to close out with this one and say, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that living a life where you're in tune with yourself, body, soul, spirit, and to God is something that sounds appealing to you. Because if it does, get curious and follow that path. You don't know where it's going to lead you. But I promise you, it was better than where you're at now. Okay, so see you again next week. And thank you again for listening to Attuned for Wholeness with me, Lisa Penny. Thanks for tuning in to Attuned for Wholeness. I hope you got the tune-up you needed today. Keep tuning in on the first and third Wednesday of every month at 4:30 Eastern Standard Time and 3:30 Central Time on TTM.com for more conversations around caring for our emotional health and spiritual well-being. I'd like to invite you to consider becoming a resiliency coach to develop the skills that will help others heal and bounce back quicker from negative events. Or maybe you're someone who's looking for a holistic and spiritual path to move through anxiety and unresolved trauma. For both of these resources, visit my website at www.wholenessandpractice.com. And thank you for listening to Attuned for Wholeness on Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.